DC. Why is this not on?
Weather Wizard.
Why is this not on?
I like how I pressed the record button and immediately the first thing that happened was Weather Wizard was mentioned.
Oh, jeez.
Guys, I'm telling you, he's a significant character.
I'm sure he is.
Who is the number one? I sent you guys the list of the great Newsarama's top 10 / villains. Who is number one on that list?
Dick Captain Grayson.
No. Captain Cold. I told you guys, these guys are significant.
I would say the guy who invented all of the Flash villains is probably
the greatest antagonist.
Yeah. And on that note, we are the Played Out Podcast.
Woo! Woo!
Your bi-weekly podcast for all things movies, comics, video games, occasionally sports, always Back to the Future 2, and definitely Pogs.
Pogs. Yes. We brought it back for this season.
Yeah.
Flip them if you got them.
Yeah, it's back.
See? We give them gold, and we hear nothing back from them.
Yeah.
Joe Pogs, look, we went an entire season just trying to get people into your product.
The sad part is, I'm even his friend on Facebook.
Joe Pogs' friend?
Joe Pogs. And the minute we started looking for the endorsement, I immediately looked up Joe Pog on Facebook. Turns out, he's just some guy in Wisconsin.
Really?
I'm his friend.
So he's not the heir to the Pog fortune?
Oh, he might be. I don't know.
I hear he's a vampire by night.
And a werewolf by day.
That's sexy.
That is pretty badass.
That is. That's something I would like to have. I want to play Skyrim now.
Dude, you just turned from a werewolf into a vampire.
Actually, it's making me kind of want to watch Twilight.
Were there vampires?
So
it was vampires versus werewolves.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We are back for season 2, and as you can hear, we have not improved much in the downtime.
No. Actually, the off-tangent...
the hiatus.
It's actually going to be worse. We've been saving stuff.
Focus. Some of us still have poor movie choices. Have you seen Die Hard yet?
No, I have not seen Die Hard
yet. Oh, man.
You guys are supposed to set up a Christmas... Die Hard movie thing.
Yeah, right. No, that was
my wife watched it for the first time. She kind of dug it, I think.
Cool.
She didn't hate it, so that's usually a good sign.
Oh yeah, with Marcy.
That's usually a good sign. She didn't hate it, so I figured that was pretty.
That's
good.
That's one step below building a shrine to your bathroom.
Yeah, totally true.
So a little bit of a different format here in season 2. We are going to kick the episode off with. Just a couple of the biggest headlines from all the nerdy stuff we love, and then we're going to get right into our annual listener polls that we put out on our Facebook, which you can find at facebook.com/theplayedoutpodcast.
Because people seem far more interested in hearing stuff about themselves.
Yeah. Isn't that weird? They like when we talk about them.
People like hearing their names on the radio. They are a part of the internets now. They're a part of history.
Well, we're embracing that because, I mean, without the listeners, this is just three of us having our normal conversation with the addition
very
of
true.
Microphones.
True, but they're conversations that need to be had anyways.
It's very true.
Yeah, no, these are things that need to be recorded for, well, when the aliens find the ashes of our civilization and they download episodes of the Played Out Podcast, there will be records of all
this
the nerdy
stuff.
This is what
the Earthlings were like.
Yes. Brandon is stroking
an alien beard.
Yes, a very thin, very long alien beard.
No, they're going to listen to it and be like, these guys like Back to the Future. Destroy planet Earth.
Next to one guy, he's like, are you stroking a really long alien beard? And then he's like, no, these are our genitals. They are attached to our chin.
Would I still be alive at this point? Am I going to live forever?
Oh, yeah. You were one of the probing agents.
Oh, that's...
In return, you're granted immortality.
Well...
They're going to give you some serious chin.
You're going to turn into Jay Leno.
That's not the chin he was talking
about.
No,
that's not at all. Genitals are on their chin, remember?
No.
A couple minutes
ago. Because Jay Leno has a chin.
Okay. That's true.
Are you implying that Jay Leno's...
is one of the aliens.
Yeah.
It could be.
It's going to be you and David Letterman.
Breaking story here on the Played Out Podcast. Is Jay Leno an alien with a dick on his chin? We're taking your calls here at the Played Out Podcast.
Every episode needs to have...
hashtag.
I was going to say, every episode needs to have a fake news.
Yeah.
Cover.
Jay Leno, : dick-chinned alien? Question mark?
We have the strangest tangents. It's great. I love it.
Speaking of dick-chinned aliens, have you guys seen the Guardians of the Galaxy trailer?
Yes.
I did notice the lack of Dick Chinned aliens in the trailer.
But I saw a lot of Dick Chinned men, which is Batista.
Oh, okay.
You are fired up about Batista being
am. I just
he's a cool character in it.
I like dudes who just smash stuff, and he's holding like two daggers.
Well, he's Drax the Destroyer, who...
I mean, just look at that name. Yeah. I mean, he could have been played by Arnold if Arnold was younger. Arnold would have played that role.
The current version of Drax the Destroyer, he doesn't say very much, but he does kill a lot.
That's all I need.
So, Brandon, you're kind of the resident expert. You want to take us through the actual, who the Guardians are?
Okay, so like I said, the first one, Drax the Destroyer, he is basically, he was killed by Thanos. He's basically, I guess his power is kind of dying. He comes, every time he dies, he's resurrected, and he can be different when he's resurrected. Kind of like the, he kind of green like the Hulk. And then, he's not, at this current incarnation, very lethal. Less so, like, his old incarnation was like fly around, punch stuff. This arc incarnation is more street level, go around and just stab things.
So every time he dies and comes back, he's a little bit weaker than his previous form, or?
No, it changes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Didn't you tell me at one point, like, he regenerated from one cell, or was that?
Well, that was Wolverine in one of the storylines.
Okay.
But yeah, I guess he would be almost like a space Wolverine, because he's just
space Wolverine. I guess that's
because
awesome.
He's very violent. He's extremely violent, and he's more hand to hand at this point.
Cool.
Gamora, who is similar to Drax in that she's a very lethal woman, and she was I guess I could only say she's Thanos' adopted daughter. She already seen connections to Thanos, who we saw in the post credits to Avengers. So. Very cool to see the Guardians of the Galaxy. I expect a real tie-in to all this stuff.
Didn't we see the first tie-in when they brought the... from Thor Dark World, when they brought that red gem, which I guess would
be... To the Collector, who will show up in the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, he was in the trailer they just released.
Oh, okay. Yeah, cool.
Just a brief shot, but he was there.
Star-Lord, who is... He's part... human, part alien prince. So that's why he has the name Star-Lord.
And he's the leader.
Like he's basically the leader. Yeah. There is Groot, a giant walking tree, from a planet of trees. And then I'm going to end it with, of course, Rocket Raccoon, who is probably the fan favorite character. He doesn't like to be called a raccoon. I don't know if he's an alien species or is he like an Earth raccoon that something happened to, but he likes to shoot stuff a lot.
Him and Raphael need to team up.
Yep, I would agree.
And Yojimbo.
That's a shirt.
Yep, I would agree.
And Yojimbo.
Yeah.
But those are the ones that are going to show up in the movie. There have been other members of the Guardians of the Galaxy, but those are the main ones anyway. So it's a pretty solid team.
Cool.
So.
What'd you guys think of the trailer? Are you excited for
I'm very excited. I feel like, though, the one thing I do worry about from, like, the trailers and stuff, because this is something I'm excited about, like most comic book movies, I trust the Avengers movies at this point, but I have a very strong fear that this movie could actually be a flop. But
yeah?
Yeah. But I'm very excited from what I've seen so far.
I think it looks good. It looks like a lot of action. A lot of people will get their bones crushed, and there's a talking rat. So, or a talking raccoon.
Sort of, yeah.
And I think stylistically, it looks like at least a kind of a spiritual successor of like Fifth Element.
No, I
and
agree. Yeah.
Like Heavy Metal. Like Heavy Metal magazine. Like just the coloring and the ambience and the different sets that we've seen from the preview. Yeah. It looks like they really, really nailed a lot of... Or not even nailed, just brought to life a lot of sci-fi.
Yeah.
Like... I don't know. I'm hopeful about it. I'm thinking it's going to be more impressive from a sci-fi perspective than like Star Trek was.
Yeah, I don't know why I get nervous about things sometimes, but like specifically trailers that are very comically heavy. Now, mind you, these had a lot of action, so I feel good about that. But sometimes when trailers are very comically heavy, it puts me a little off. Like, this could go either way, you know. But the jokes that they've pulled,
they're putting a lot of stock in it. I mean, you know, if they're incorporating it into, you know, the Avengers, things like that.
Right.
I think it's going to be very well done. I'm sure Whedon has had some... Like, if you're going to bring this in, this movie's going to be good.
Yeah.
I'm not going to bring you into my franchise. You know?
And, you know, that's actually a point. If they are intending to bring this into Avengers, the last thing they can have is another team with the exact same tone as the Avengers. So that's this true. Really does have to be a completely different
Which
team.
That part I like a lot. That yeah. They have kind of jumped at the more comical side of the comic book. In fact, one of the things I loved about the comic book series was they used to do confessionals. I would love it if they were actually in the movies. So like you'd be having panels of fighting and then you'd have a scene of Raccoon talking to the ship's log, like looking at him being like, yeah, that was kind of like a weird battle, blah, 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 doing jokes and then another. So they had this kind of...
Like The Office style.
Like The Office style. Okay. And that was...
That would be really cool.
I would enjoy that quite a bit. But again, that would be very loyal to the comic book, and who knows if they'll be that loyal.
Was that a consistent thing through the comics, or was it like that was consistent here and there?
That was consistent through the run that I collected. Now, you know, obviously there's been different runs since then, and I doubt that new writers did the same thing. I mean, that's a very specific writing choice, you know, to do that in a series. So, but I love the series, and I thought it was a great series, and they have a new series that's out now, and Venom joined the team in the comic book. Just recently.
Interesting.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
I don't see Venom being a team player.
Well, this is a different Venom. This is, if you remember Flash Thompson from Spider-Man, that was the bully that always picked on.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so he's Venom now, and he's part of the military, so it's a gun-toting Venom.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So he's not the typical look Venom where he can like...
He's a little different. Now he's almost, imagine Punisher with the Venom outfit. That's what he
okay.
looks like now.
That's okay.
What
that sounds pretty awesome.
Interesting.
I said that just for Matt, yeah.
So he joined the military and he's like a secret experiment of
yeah,
sorts?
Yeah, yeah. He was teamed up with a lot of... I mean, he actually has teamed up with like Punisher before and Deadpool and stuff like that. So he's done Black Ops stuff with the Venom costume. But now he's going into space because the costume is an alien life form, so it kind of makes sense.
He's done Black Ops missions, and he would whip Peter Pan's or Peter Parker's ass.
Peter you were fair, right, though. Yeah. You were right, though.
Definitely.
Peter Pan doesn't stand a chance. Yes.
All right, since we seem to be getting on that track anyways, Brandon, why don't you tell us what's going on in the comic book world this week?
The big news, the one that I really wanted to talk about, was the fact that... one of the things that was brought up during the Forever Evil storyline, which is currently going on in the comic book, where the Evil Justice League from Earth 3 has come and taken over the planet, and all the villains have kind of taken over the DC universe. There were big concerns because they were holding Dick Grayson, the original Robin, hostage, that there were big concerns that this character was going to die. It was a character that one of the old editors had said he was looking to kill at one point, and that's kind of a scary thing to think about. That's kind of what Robins do, though. They kind of die.
Yeah.
Or get beaten up, or whatever.
There's a reason that their costume is red.
And colorful, while Batman's is very dark and not Target-like.
Yeah.
But it turns out that we've seen a new solicitory. New solicitory for a comic book coming out dealing with Dick Grayson being a secret agent now. So he's going to be a secret agent for a...
Secret agent, man.
No, we have to pay for it. If you sing it, we have to pay for it.
Oh, very true.
He's going to be a secret agent.
Secret monkey man.
There you go.
Secret monkey man. Dick Grayson, yeah. There we go.
That was our version That's of Secret right. Agent Man.
No, that was a legally distinct parody of Secret Agent Man.
Dubbed Secret Monkey Man.
Yes. Yes. But he's going to be an agent of Spiral, which is...
Agent of Spiral?
Yeah, which is not Spyro like the dragon, but Spiral like a Spiral.
And not,
like,
and not like S.H.I.E.L.D. like the Marvel secret...
No, exactly. Okay. Absolutely nothing like that whatsoever.
Yeah, nothing like Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. Okay.
It was actually a government agency that was created by Grant Morrison during the Batman Incorporated days, and they're bringing it back, and he's going to be a part of it, and they're also going to have Helena Bertinelli, which if you don't know who that is the second Huntress. So, and probably that's the name of Huntress on the show Arrow, maybe? I don't know. I haven't seen the show Arrow.
I don't remember. It's been a while. I'm like halfway through season two, so I've missed a lot of it. I don't remember what Huntress's name was.
Okay, so his partner is essentially going to be the second Huntress.
Okay.
Because the first Huntress being Helena Wayne from Earth 2, which was Batman's daughter.
Oh.
So. Hmm.
So Robin is going to be a secret agent of Spyro.
Yeah, no longer, you know, he obviously was Nightwing for many, many years. And yeah. Now he's going to become, he's been a lot of things. He's been Robin, he's been Nightwing, he's even been Batman when Batman wasn't around.
He's been dead.
And now he's...
Yes, he's been beaten to death with a pipe.
Well, he was not the one that was beaten by a pipe, but...
Who was the one that got killed by the pipe?
That was Jason Todd.
And he wasn't Robin for very long, right?
No, the reason he was killed was because DC put up a poll for people to vote on, do you want us to kill him or not?
Oh.
And people voted to kill Robin.
Really?
That's how much people did not like Jason Todd.
You hear that, internet? You did this.
But before the internet.
In a very cool way.
So though. People actually cared enough was before to the write internet? In.
Oh my God, are you serious?
Like with the internet you can understand, like, oh sure, we'll vote to kill people like no one's
yeah,
business. But people actually wrote in.
Move on.
I'm glad they had the Joker kill him though. It wasn't like, oh, he just was hit by a random car. He was beaten to death with a crowbar.
And it's a quintessential scene now with the Joker holding the crowbar.
Oh, and it's just dripping with blood, just standing over him dead. It's like, oh man.
It was even his weapon of choice in
Injustice.
Yeah.
How did that situation arise? Like, you got to figure Robin would have been a superior fighter to the Joker.
I know he was. I believe he was either like, I think he was like holding someone hostage or something like that. It might have been. I don't really remember, but
probably caught him off guard.
Basically, Robin had to like sacrifice himself, and I think it wasn't just that he got beat up with a crowbar. I feel like he got beat up by a crowbar, and then a building exploded with him in it. So I feel like he got doubly killed.
All right, the card I had just said he was killed by a. But I mean, you know what? I mean, I'm sure there are different versions or whatever.
Yeah.
But I don't like the building one. I like him just getting beaten to death with a crowbar.
You like a man being beaten to death?
Yeah.
Over
well, I'm saying
it's more symbolic.
I'm saying he got beaten by a crowbar and then the building exploded. But I don't know if that's totally true.
Yeah, but the building can stay where it is. I'll stick with the crowbar.
Yeah, but if you're gonna go.
Oh, if you're gonna go by the building explosion first and then the pipe. I mean, the building going is just an afterthought.
Wait. So building first, meaning like the building explodes, someone pulls you out of the rubble and then beats you to death with a pipe.
Well, you just have body parts on the ground, so he just walks around and starts hitting me like a drum set.
To be fair, I'm with Matt on this one. If I had to choose the death, it would be building exploding over crowbar any day.
Now, getting beaten to death with a crowbar, I imagine, would be pretty painful.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of getting beaten at stuff, let's talk about video games.
That was a fair enough segue. I'm going to give him that one.
Yeah.
The big news that actually came out yesterday that has a lot of people, gamers talking, is the possibility of Google purchasing Twitch.
Really?
Which is going to be huge because, they already merged with YouTube. So now they want to merge with Twitch
so,
and pretty much just
and
monopolize
YouTube being such a user-friendly service.
Well, hang on. For people who don't know what Twitch is, tell us what Twitch is.
Twitch is another form of social media. It's a live streaming platform where people allows people to go online and play video games and interact with people around the world. So you could have a webcam set up and you're playing a game, speaking to people, and it, embedded in the video is a chat room. People can come and talk to you, and people make a significant living doing this.
Yeah.
So people's concerns, because Twitch made this for people just to do what they love, and it's pretty structured to what you can and can't do, but it's also pretty open. They're worried Google coming in, the same thing that they did to YouTube, is they're going to start adding a lot of things to it and making it very difficult for people, new people, to break into this. There was 43 million video views last year. And they say people watch an average of an hour and a half of video a day. This is... Twitch is so huge in the gaming community that it's more people watch this than television. Because it's not just people playing video games. You have esports tournaments.
Mm-hmm.
You have Magic the Gathering tournaments.
Mm-hmm.
People are going here to watch this stuff. Just like I'm going to go to ESPN to watch what's coming up next. People go to Twitch to watch the next broadcast of whatever tournament is happening. And it's unbelievable. And we actually, Twitch, under Fame of Flash Media, and we're starting to get into that as well. And it's an unbelievable experience for people who have such a large fan base. One of the guys I watch has around 2,200 people at a time. And, It's just like a television show. They're like, okay, I know he's going to get on at 9 a.m. I got to get in there. I want to see what he's going to do today.
Yeah.
And people just, they make time to do it.
But it's better because you're going to respond to it.
Yeah, you can interact with them. You feel like you're getting more out of it because they're responding to you. They're talking to you. They do giveaways for prizes. And one of the main guys I watch, he makes over $200,000 a year live streaming. And all he does is play video games because he gets... There's a subscriber button where people pay $5 a month that he gets. He gets advertising and people donate. So, I mean, I watched a guy maybe last month. Somebody donated $5,000.
Wow, really?
Just like, you're doing a great job. Keep up the work. Just $5,000. Just, he's just playing World of Warcraft.
That's
just like,
crazy.
The guy's like, thank you so much. You know, like, how do you respond to that?
Yeah,
I mean, somebody's just watching me. Here's $5,000. Just keep up the good work. I mean... It's amazing. So people are getting a little worried about what Google will do if this does. But Microsoft's interested. Other big companies are interested as well. But Google looks like the top
that's good
right
for
now.
Twitch, though. That means there's a bidding war coming.
Yeah. I mean, right now the asking price is $1 billion.
For Twitch?
$1 billion. So it's...
good Lord.
It's great for everyone because it has new games that... Because you can apply for early access betas and stuff, get a watch a game before actually going out and buying it.
Yeah.
Or like our end, we do more retro stuff as well, so people can come on and be like, these guys are playing old Blades of Steel or playing old NES games or something. Like, that's great. I'm reliving my childhood without having to go out and find this stuff. I can talk to these guys live about my experiences and really get a nostalgic feeling. And it's a really great site, and I'm really looking forward to seeing what goes on in the future. But we're all a little hesitant right now about, obviously, people, companies merging together about, what could happen. But
usually, and this is purposely trying to be super negative, but usually when someone big buys something else or, this stuff becomes more corporate in the sense.
Look at Facebook.
Social media-wise does not work out well.
Look what happened to Facebook. I hate Facebook now with a passion.
Yeah, no, it has not improved very much since it's...
No.
Was sold. And
yeah.
I agree. Social media in general struggles. Once you become much more corporate in that sense, it's difficult.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So that's the big news going on right now. And looking forward to seeing how it unfolds.
We're also interested in seeing how E3 unfolds, which...
Yes.
Is right around the corner.
Which better be huge. Nintendo better drop some Nintendo. Serious. They need Nintendo. If you're listening, please, for the love of God, drop some new titles. Yeah. Give me something.
They need.
Please,
some.
I cannot handle you going under because right now you're grasping at straws. Right now, I mean,
can one of you text me and remind me to put the sound of crickets in right there?
Yeah,
oh, man. I feel like that's been a recurring issue: is Nintendo not having the titles to keep up.
But again,
with everyone.
It deals with the different markets.
Yeah,
you know they're doing great in Japan, but U.S. market demands a different kind of game.
Yeah, it does. They need violence, but Japan doesn't need as much violence. You know, they're happier with it. You know, a lot of titles that are over there. I mean, they do. Japan is so huge with RPGs, mm-hmm. and they have so many more RPGs than we do. The problem is we get the same recycled crap over here. Like, they just come out with new versions of the
Call
same thing. Like, we need to see new IPs come out.
Yeah.
Like, it's... But the problem is that they're so afraid to do something new, they're afraid it's going to tank. So, like, we're just going to... You know, while I love Mario Kart, while I love Smash Brothers, do I think those two are going to be enough to revive Nintendo? No. They need something
new. Especially because they're predicting already this is going to be the lowest selling Mario Kart.
They're saying it could be, they're saying it could be
basically
the worst
because people don't have Wii U to buy the system.
Yeah.
Not because... I guarantee it's going to be one of the best Mario Kart games.
Absolutely.
From what we've seen so far, it looks phenomenal.
Yeah.
But... You need people to have the hardware.
You do. You know, and it's... Nintendo needs to come out with a game that this game is just for Nintendo console.
Although it works
Xbox
smart.
Does it, PlayStation does it. Other than, the Mario stuff, they need a new title that is exclusive to the Wii U.
It is very smart that they came out with a Mario Kart version of the Wii. So then people who are looking to pick up the system because they're ready for the new Mario Kart can
go. They did. They're doing a Wii version as well.
Yeah.
Interesting. I did not know that.
Yeah,
that's very smart.
Yeah, it's gonna come out with a red Wiimote. It's gonna be a red system.
Oh, okay, I did see that. For some reason, I thought that was a Wii U, but it's a Wii.
No, a Wii U. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
copy jalopy.
So, you know, hopefully it encourages some people to make that purchase.
Well, we'll see. We have 2 weeks, not even.
Yeah.
A week from Friday.
Yeah.
Is when it comes out. A week from Thursday.
Although, yeah, to be fair, you know, I think Kart will be a good jump for Nintendo, which will be great.
It has to be. I mean, they have to do some serious online. They have to make sure their online runs flawlessly.
That I agree with,
you. And, you know, they had to incorporate some really fun modes. And, you know, the multiplayer, you know, family aspect has to be strong in this title. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it's going to go the way of the Dodo.
Which was another failed Wii U title that came out.
The Dodo. What do I do here? You go extinct and that's all.
You should have said the way of the Virtual Boy.
I like Virtual Boy.
Okay. Before we get into that, we'll be right back. No wave files crashing so far.
Nice.
So, video games are cool.
Video games are
cool. Comic books cool. We're all cool.
But we haven't given the internet what it wants. We haven't talked about them yet.
Hi, internet. I love you.
I'm indifferent.
So we put up our annual, what would you call them? Our monthly reader poll.
It's a good one, too.
Yeah.
We call this segment Pole Dancing.
Yes. Pole Dancing with Played Out Podcast.
High five. Really loud in the mic.
Yep. And we definitely peaked, but that's okay.
I like it.
We call this section Pole Dancing, apparently.
Yes.
And we asked you guys, what was your favorite summer blockbuster of all time? We're right here in the middle of summer blockbuster season. We've got Godzilla out this week, X-Men First Class coming out next week. And you guys responded. Kyle C. asked if he could claim two, Independence Day in 96 and Men in Black in 97, both Will Smith blockbusters, both on my birthday, both on back-to-back years. Matt, we all know how big of a fan you are of Independence Day.
This is the one you start off with?
Yes. There were several.
Yeah, by the way, yeah, we will point out that.
Yeah.
And honestly, Nick, do you remember where you saw Independence Day?
Dude, Independence Day, I was all for it. Like, I went and saw that a couple of times.
I remember where I went to see Independence
Day. Yeah.
Mind you, do I like the movie now? No, I don't. I don't enjoy the. I don't prefer the movie now. But I still can tell you where I went to see it. We were in Missouri, and we went to see Independence Day with my cousins.
I was in Huntersville, North Carolina. I went down to the mall with my dad, and then for the next week, anytime one of my friends was like, "I'm going to Independence Day," I'm like, "I'm coming with you."
Yeah.
I was in Lake Mary, Florida. I had an Independence Day poster. My dad and I bought a bunch of like spaceships and would blow them up with M80s and and getting ready for it and. My dad and I had the same reaction walking out of there, and the same one as when we walked out of Transformers.
Yeah,
that movie could have been so much better. It was so bad. There was no reason.
It was 90s bad.
If you look at this now, and you're just like, who would think? Like, who is the casting director for this movie? Hopefully they're putting like a concrete block somewhere under the ground for the rest of their life.
At this point, Jeff Goldblum had been in Jurassic Park.
Okay, first off, Jeff Goldblum, I could almost deal with. It's his friend. He's like, "Oh my god, I gotta call my lawyer." Like,
Harvey Fierstein's the same character in every movie.
Why would he should never be on screen at all?
By the way, flawless Harvey Fierstein impression.
But the worst, of course, my biggest gripe is the ending. You know. Like,
I don't even remember the ending at this point.
A lot of people, you know, can say, okay, you know, it's about alien invasion, about how unrealistic. Yes, but I still think that is possible. But the fact that you would hijack an alien spaceship, fly it into the mothership, download a virus into the computer that would disable the shields to allow Earth military to destroy
the aliens. Really didn't
that makes this. No sense. Absolutely no sense.
The aliens really didn't think this through.
No, I mean, yeah. I mean,
really, creating a code base that was understandable to humans, probably a misstep on their part.
Yeah. To be fair, during War of the Worlds, the aliens didn't even think to get themselves vaccinated.
Well, yeah.
That's very true. But that I would have loved. You know, or if he had been like, you know what, I'm going to hijack this ship, fly it in there, and I'm going to sacrifice myself by detonating a nuke from inside the ship. That would have been more believable, because then the mothership would have been destroyed. But downloading a virus, I mean, oh, God.
You know, all in all, it wasn't a great movie, to be fair.
I mean,
again. Yeah, at the time, no one's defending it now. Well,
and then
what's
Miss Girlfriend who was like?
But again, it's nine.
She was a
yeah.
she was a
oh that
a
part I liked.
She was a dancer and she's like, I can run through the tunnels with the dog and they can't come out.
Like, no, I like that. It was adding like the human drama.
No,
I like it in
there's
retrospect.
There's no need
like
for
dogs.
That in this type of movie. I want to see stuff getting destroyed and I want to see Earth come back.
Well, you definitely,
just, like,
but
start
to be fair,
stabbing aliens.
To be
yeah.
fair, you definitely got to see things destroyed
and
in the movie.
And this was 1996. Like, the movie looked amazing.
But again, this was, I consider this to be, the 90s had no shortage of movies like this.
Yeah.
I'm not a Will Smith fan. And
there I said it.
No, I think that's fair. I mean, he went on to do Wild Wild West, which is supposed to be his big sci-fi.
I'm surprised
trilogy.
No one said Wild Wild West in our poll.
Everyone left Wild Wild West.
Was that a summer?
Can I confess something right now? I enjoyed Wild Wild West when I saw it.
Can you see it again, maybe?
I only saw it the one time, and I feel like if I saw it again, it would...
Wasn't Owen
it
Wilson
bring,
in that?
Bring back
no,
a lot of stuff I've been suppressing.
It actually had that one guy. What was the other actor in that? He's actually a really good actor.
Harvey Firestein?
No. Oh, I just had it, and then now I'm thinking, oh, I gotta call my lawyer, whatever.
I'll forget my lawyer.
God, it's right
what's
on the tip
name?
Of my tongue. He was in Fish Called Wanda.
Yep.
He was
Ewan
in
McGregor.
Midsummer Night's Dream.
He was Dave and Dave.
Oh, my God.
Screw you, Steve Dave.
All right, we'll come back to it. We'll come back to it. I'm sure it's people that are listening right now are just screaming at the speaker.
Come on, man.
All right, so Kevin R. said Jurassic Park, Independence Day, and The Dark Knight.
Thank you.
Solid choices.
Yeah.
Except for the second.
I love going back and watching Jurassic Park now. Like, it's, now that I've had that kind of grace period of, like, I watched this movie way too many times, I can't watch it anymore. And now that I'm going back and I'm like, oh, you know
yeah.
what? This was a good movie.
Yeah. That's definitely
Jurassic Park is one movie that I feel has aged beautifully.
Yes.
I mean, no matter when you watch it, you're just like, this is, even now, this is still a beautiful movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, but in the other sense, you know, and unfortunately, it's not as well remembered as it should be. I think people know Jurassic Park, but I don't think
they appreciate
it. It's not on the level of, like, Indiana Jones or, I'm just throwing out other Steven Spielberg.
Crystal Skull
features.
Was top.
And maybe that's the reason why. Maybe because the other Jurassic Parks were kind of all Crystal Skulls.
You know, the funny thing that Indiana Jones and the Crystal Skull did better than Lion King.
It did better than Lion King in money years later. That's like saying like this movie did better than a movie that was created how many years beforehand.
I'm just saying. It's just
called inflation. It's economics.
No, that's not. You don't use
inflation.
In
they don't use inflation.
Not in the top 25 best. They did it just for the summer. What grossed more money in the summer it was released? They took the top 25.
No, I wonder if it took just summer because remember Lion King stayed out for a very long time.
Yeah, it was just summer.
See, so they probably didn't get tallied in.
So you can stick inflation up your buttocks.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Lion King stayed out for months.
Buttocks.
Anna P. asked,
I know what you're saying.
Anna P. asked, was Avengers a summer blockbuster? Because that would be mine, and I feel it need no explanation as to why it is. There was just so much awesome in that movie.
I can't disagree with that.
Good job, Anna, for going back like 2 years.
That was her. We just asked summer favorite.
Take
summer
my
blockbuster.
Wife, please.
Listen, one of our friends picked a movie that like isn't even out yet.
Can't wait to pick on this person.
Yeah, I have a confession to make too. There, I did not care for the Avengers the first time I saw it. It has grown on me, definitely. But
and that's okay. There are movies like that.
It's because you're a roommate with Chris, so he probably had the same.
I think he enjoyed the Avengers.
That's surprising.
Yeah, Chris enjoying stuff is definitely surprising. If you go back to season one, you can hear Chris destroy a couple of our podcasts.
I hate everything.
Alex G. said, Terminator 2, it's a cinematic benchmark that pushed the industry and really paved the way for CGI. It solidified the amazing talents of James Cameron and finally proved beyond the shadow of a doubt that, quote, the sequel can absolutely be better than the original.
Yeah,
it is a perfect action film from start to finish with an amazing story and heart. That thumbs up at the end still gets me to this very day. All absolutely true.
Well, yeah, I can't disagree with anything in that.
But there are still only a few sequels that were able to do that.
Yeah, definitely
they can,
true.
They can be, but there is only probably a handful. Maybe
I mean, Terminator Salvation.
God, yeah.
I still prefer the original Terminator.
Over two.
Over really? Two. Only because it was darker. Mind for blowing. Me. I liked.
You think it was darker?
I definitely think it was darker.
The whole tone of Terminator 2 was like all in grays.
Also, because everybody's gonna laugh at me, but also because Bill Paxton had a bit part in it. Okay, he was the punker that
he got maybe a minute and a half tops.
But he stood up to Arnold.
He was probably drunk. His character, I'm pretty sure, was drunk.
That's right. Your hero was just high on crystal meth. That's why he stood up to.
No, but I mean, the movie Terminator 1 frightened me. You know, where Terminator 2 was just, really? It was an awesome action film.
Terminator 2 frightens me so much more than 1. Terminator 2, it's scary in the way like that I think real scary movies are. Not like jump out at you scary, but like that an unstoppable force constantly chasing you that freaks me out to no end.
And the nuke scene when the lady was playing with the kids in her in the park or whatever, like that still freaks me out to this day, cuz I'm like,
Oh yeah.
That whole like, God, what if that actually happened? Mm-hmm. Like, what if just out of nowhere, just Judgment Day?
Yeah, no, that movie. Actually, I know the first couple times I sat down to watch it, I couldn't get through the whole thing because it freaked me out so much.
Yeah. Adam BC said, of all time, I would say Star Wars, which defined the idea of a summer blockbuster. It isn't a perfect film, but it's somewhat rough around the edges. Space opera vibe is what hooked fans for years to come. So. Brandon, you asked him which Star Wars, but...
He didn't respond. The only reason I asked which is because Adam is very young. He is one of our friends from the Manly Game Days.
Ah.
So when he says it's his favorite summer blockbuster is Star Wars, I tend to believe that for him, because I wasn't even born for some of the original ones, I tend to believe for him it was probably the new trilogy, which I'm not going to knock him for.
I will just refrain from comment since he's a friend of ours.
I mean, come on. If you didn't have the original Star Wars, you would think the new ones are a thing.
If there was a surgical procedure I could get to erase the three new Star Wars movies...
From your brain?
There were certain parts in them that are worth saving, mm-hmm. but as a whole,
well, it's one of those things... I've seen fans do this, too, where they, like, hey, we took all three Star Wars, the new ones, and put them into one good film. And they probably were able to accomplish that, because if you took, like, the good scenes...
Yeah.
Be some of one.
They had so much more potential.
It'd be some of one, some of two, and a small part of three. And totally take out.
Definitely the Vader role.
No, definitely take that out.
That.
Someone should dubstep remix that.
Yes.
No.
So our friend who yeah. runs the BART, the Bar Arcade Art Gallery in downtown Orlando, Chris...
He really went back.
Yeah, Chris B. went back a whole day and a half to say the new Godzilla was great.
I want to see that so bad. Everybody has said it's been... I've heard a couple things people wished were a little more or a little tweak, but as a whole, I have not heard anything bad about this movie. Yeah. I've never heard one person say this movie's garbage or anything. I mean, it's...
Yeah, we're going tonight. I'm excited about it.
We are. What time are we going?
You can come if you want. 8:15. Oh, we gotta wrap this up soon.
I'm live streaming. So,
Luke Bellagia asked, "Is there one other than the Avengers?"
I'll allow it.
Right. I see what you did there.
Oh, Jack, you upset me.
Jack Erickson. It's a tie. Jurassic Park and Independence Day.
Come on.
I saw both films in the theater at least a dozen times each.
Were we going to drive out to Tampa to see this guy? Maybe not so much.
Trip canceled. Just kidding, Jack. We love you.
Michelle Krosky asks, does Star Trek count? And when Brandon asked which Star Treks, the most recent two, I guess, was what she put. So clearly very excited about about her favorite summer blockbusters.
Yes. Yeah. The I guess is the part I liked. I guess. I mean, come on. Maybe.
Sean RM, all caps, Aliens.
Yes, Sean, I love you.
Yeah, Sean's a friend of Matt and I.
Another Bill Paxton movie. Boom.
He's a musician. But that, interesting you picked Aliens.
Another sequel that proved that a lot of people
think. No.
Yeah.
You don't think
Aliens is better than Alien?
Yeah.
But the thing is, you have to understand, is to me, just like the original Terminator, I thought the first one was a lot scarier than the second one. Alien was terrifying, and Aliens was much more action-packed.
Yeah,
so they're different
that
styles.
One this time I agree,
but I enjoyed Aliens more because
I guess that's right. I enjoy Alien more because I just think it's, again, same reason as Terminator 2, just a spot on terrifying, one of the most terrifying movies I've ever seen.
I agree. And I got the same chance to see it re-released in the theaters.
Go with you?
Yeah, it blew my mind.
Yeah, crazy.
That scene with the little beeps when they're watching him in the dark tunnel. Beep, mm-hmm. beep. Oh, jeez, I hate that scene with a passion. I mean, I hate it in a good way.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just like, I can't sit in here and
it
watch
it. It messes with your senses, man. You're just like, stop it, please. Just, somebody turn the lights on!
Yeah. Yeah. I have to, like, but I'm outnumbered, so we'll go with Aliens, but I love Alien.
Oh, I love them both.
You know what's cool? What was his name? Bishop? In number two?
In number two, yes.
Bishop. I really liked his character in number two.
Oh, it did great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not bad for a human.
He's like, white robot pus all over the place.
Bishop!
Also, the way the alien queen dies, that scene's, as far as action scenes are done in films, that whole scene is pretty phenomenal, how she gets her down there, and she just wraps her arm around that thing and pushes the button, the alien goes out in space, and she's like holding on. While
slightly unbelievable, but I will still allow
it. It's a pretty cool scene, though.
It is an amazing scene, but her arm would have been ripped right off.
Bishop's upper torso is just like sliding. He's like,
Did you just, when she opened that door, and you just see her stand there in the mech, you're like, you get, I still get goosebumps when I see that.
And when the
get away from her, you beep!
And she's and the alien queen is like shooting its tongue out, like trying to get through the mech too.
It's a beautiful film. Yeah. It is. I'm gonna go watch it tonight. I'm just gonna put that on instead of live show.
And I want to save this one for last. So Brian G said Independence Day is the best of all time, according to Matt. He knows you too well.
Yeah, he's my coworker. And yeah, I'm not gonna talk to him anymore. Everybody knows how to poke my hot button.
And then poke your hot button.
That sounds so perverted. What is that? What does the term stand for? Oh, okay. I thought that was a part of your body you were talking about.
It's both.
Okay.
It's definitely both.
Gross.
Perhaps the craziest choice of all the favorite summer blockbusters, Danny W. selected Point Break, which he nails it. It's probably one of the best so bad it's good movies. Almost every serious scene can be hilarious. Gary Busey is gold, and the ridiculous cameo from Anthony Kiedis of Red Hot Chili Peppers is great. I don't remember the Anthony Kiedis cameo, but I do remember that this is one of those movies where it really tries to take itself very seriously, but it ends up being just absolutely comical. Like, all of the intensity is just so hilarious. Have you guys seen Point Break?
I have not seen Point Break.
I had seen it, but I don't remember.
Okay.
It was a while back ago.
Then I'm sad I saved that for last thing, because I thought we'd all seen Point Break.
But you sold me on it, and I think Danny deserves the win for this week.
Yeah, no, Danny, you win our poll for this week, for which we award you, how many points was that?
He officially earns one point.
I'm going to give him zero.
He earns 1 point.
Saying Gary Busey's going anything.
Oh, 1 point break.
He gets to poke my hot button.
And he gets to poke Matt's
hot
button.
You can redeem your prize by emailing us at playedoutpodcast@gmail.com or checking us out on Twitter at @ThePOPodcast.
We have plenty of pictures of Matt's hot button that you can send you. Just poke your computer screen as much as you want.
It's on mattdoestentacles.com.
Look for us on iTunes. Check us out on SoundCloud, which is kind of our new home for anyone that wants to stream us rather than download us through their RSS feed. I have been Nick, and next to me is the beautiful
Matt Too Cool Hamra.
And as always,
Brandon.
Starship Troopers forever.